The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning and welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions for our guest today, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Always a pleasure, PJ.
Yeah, so it's your day off.
Yeah. So we are technically closed today, but still in here for the Chamber Connection to keep everybody updated on all the great things happening with the Chamber and the business community and, you know, enjoying a beautiful Chamber of Commerce type day out there. The weather is beautiful.
Absolutely. So the office reopens tomorrow.
Yeah.
If people need to get a hold of your staff.
Office. Yep.
All right. So I know you had the first responders luncheon. How did that go?
Yeah, it was nice. We had a beautiful day and got to feed a lot of first responders on Friday at our office, and really nice time. We had food trucks. You know, we had Chick-fil-A and Sonny's, and we had BAM snowballs, and you know, just a great time. It's always a awesome way to celebrate our first responders. They do so much for us, and you know, we've been fortunate not to have any real storms this year. And much of the southern part of the state along the coast has on the Gulf Coast has been impacted, and you know, some of our first responders have gone down there to help out. So we were just very appreciative for all those folks who work every day to keep us safe, to make sure that you know, our citizens are taken care of, and you know, we just appreciate those folks.
You can never say thank you enough to the people that are out there 24/7.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I know the Chamber has some upcoming events as well.
Yeah. So we have, this is always a cool event every year that is hosted at the Floribama. It is kind of the Gulf Coast, if you will, multi-chamber event. This, I think there are maybe 10 chambers that are represented at this every year at the Floribama, from all the way from South Baldwin all the way to Navarre. And in between, you'll have chambers coming together and enjoying fellowship and good food and great door prizes. So that's Wednesday starting at 5 until who knows how long.
Until whenever it ends.
Yeah. So again, yeah, it's at the Floribama this Wednesday starting at 5. And invite anyone to come out. It's there'll be a lot of folks, but it's a great time.
I had a chance to attend that last year, and a couple hundred people. And like you said, it was a good opportunity for business people in the community to come together and network and have some really good food, some good entertainment. Floribama never skimps on the entertainment.
Right. Yeah. They do a phenomenal job, and the food's amazing.
What other events are coming up?
Well, so one thing to be on the lookout for if you are a chamber member, we will be putting out tomorrow in my From the President's Desk newsletter. Nominations will be open for next year's PACE Awards. So the PACE Awards, Pensacola Area Commitment to Excellence, PACE Awards will be taking place in the spring of 2025. We have 8 categories that we give awards, folks awards to every year. And, you know, it's everything from leader in education, emerging leader, business leader of the year, community leader of the year, pioneer award, spirit of Pensacola. So it really, you know, it's an awesome event. It highlights greatness in our community. And it's just, you know, it's a wonderful evening to celebrate those in our community who have made a real difference. And, you know, just be on the lookout if you don't get my e-blast that comes out typically every Monday. It'll come out tomorrow because of the holiday. But you can get on our email distribution list. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to get on that. So you can contact us at news@pensacolachamber.com and just leave your email address. We'll add you to our distribution list. Be on the lookout for that. Get your nominations in for PACE Awards. Will be open until November 1st.
Okay. Is there a place where if people want to, is it open? First of all, I should say, is it open to anybody in the community to nominate?
So we open it up to our membership. So that's, you know, that's one of kind of the criteria that we look at when nominations are made.
Yeah, and they can go to your website to see what the awards are.
Yes, yes. Okay. So you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and look up PACE Awards, and you'll see past winners on there, and then you'll see award descriptions and get some more general information about the PACE Awards.
All right, perfect. I know the Total Resource Campaign is underway.
Yeah, so we have what's called our Total Resource Campaign, and that is our annual campaign to go ahead and try and sell as many sponsorships, tables, communications, things that we have at the chamber within about a 6-7 week campaign that helps us. It really helps us kind of plan 2025. So all of our events, we try to sell those major sponsorships. We try to sell as many tables as possible so we know, you know, how many people to expect, how to budget, all those sorts of things. And it also helps with businesses who say, you know, we have X amount of dollars we can spend on chamber sponsorships and events. And so we'll have volunteers who can talk to you about how you can tailor, you know, your sponsorships, or if you want to get tables to certain events, if you're passionate about education. We have a state of education event every year as the school year begins. And so you can sponsor that or get a table for that. Or if you're passionate about the military, we have the State of the Military, which will actually be next month, November 20th. We're putting together a program for that right now. But always a great event to hear from the base leadership about what's happening at our, you know, different bases in Northwest Florida. But you may be a golfer and you want to go ahead and get your golf team for the Chamber Classic, which will be April 25th next year. And again, I mentioned PACE Awards. You can go ahead and get your table secured for that because it always sells out very quickly. So just a lot of items that are available for sponsorship, and we'll be rolling that out really soon. We are in our renewal period, so if you're a business that sponsored something last year, you get the right of first refusal. So we're pretty much getting that portion wrapped up here this week. Then we'll be opening up the full campaign. If you're a chamber member and you want to be a part of the campaign, you can be a volunteer and help sell these sponsorships, and we have. You can make a little money doing that as well, so that's part of it. But it's fun. It's an opportunity for folks who maybe don't know certain chamber members to have kind of a foot in the door. Say, I'm here representing the chamber with these sponsorships to see if you're interested. And so it's a great opportunity for that. But you can contact me at the chamber or Willa Licata. You can call us at 475-4999. And get more information about that. But yeah, be on the lookout. We'll have a lot on our email blasts and our social media coming up really soon, and how you can get those sponsorships wrapped up for next year.
Mm-hmm. And these are good opportunities for businesses to market themselves within the greater community in front of other businesses. But then there's also the side benefit, I guess, like you said, the golf outing. People are going to the golf course who may not be chamber members, but they see signs on the course for a certain business.
Right.
So it's a good way to really get some exposure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have, you know, our Good Morning Pensacola Breakfast, which is monthly, the first Friday of every month at Scenic Hills Country Club. You know, we have sponsorships available for that. So you can be the title sponsor and you get 20 minutes. And if you want to talk about your business and what sort of products and services you provide, you can do that. Or if you have a topic that you know, maybe you're in insurance and you want to talk about what's going on with the homeowner's insurance situation, you know, with all these storms and what people need to know. You know, sometimes that's a great way to get in front of about 130 people every month to talk about, you know, your business, those services, those key topics. Navy Federal was our sponsor for October, and we got to hear a lot about you know, what's happening at, you know, with their campus and people coming back to work. You know, they've had people working remotely or hybrid, and how is that going, and what's happening. So they, you know, and they bought about 90 acres that are adjacent to the campus, part of the OLF 8 property. they bought that and created a beautiful park. If you haven't been out there, go and check it out because it's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
There are areas for walking. There's playgrounds. There's courts for, I think, tennis, basketball, maybe pickleball, those sorts of things. I've talked to a number of people who go out there regularly, and you know they're out there first thing in the morning to get their morning walk in before the day gets started, or they go out there with their kids to have fun in the evening. So just a lot of great things happening out there, and appreciate Navy Federal for their support. Pensacola News Journal is our sponsor for November.
Mm.
So we'll be hearing about everything that's happening in the news industry, and you know, there's a lot of change there, but what they're doing to stay on top of that and some of the key topics that they're covering for the business community as well. So that'll be November 1st, first Friday. If you want to get registered for that, again, you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, and get signed up.
And in the past, there's also been nonprofits that occasionally will speak during the program as well.
So we have a nonprofit of the month that's highlighted. So the title sponsor gets to choose the nonprofit, and they get about 5 minutes to talk about their nonprofit, their services, how people can get engaged, involved, and support their mission. So that's another, you know, benefit. And we have Small Business of the Month that gets recognized. Florida's Small Business Development Center at UWF sponsors that award. And, you know, we recognize a small business that's making a difference in our community. So it's a great program. There are a lot of great things happening. We try to highlight the business community as a whole at the Good Morning Pensacola breakfast. And there'll be, you know, opportunities for that sponsorship next year. Also, business after hours. So if you want to host a business after hours at your business, this is a great opportunity. Typically the third Thursday of each month is when we do our business after hours. And, you know, those sponsorships will be available throughout 2025. So be on the lookout for that.
Mm-hmm. There's always great door prizes as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people love the door prizes. And chamber members, you can bring a door prize, and that helps, you know, get your name out there and make that connection with someone. And so always a lot of fun.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was with a different organization, and I actually won the door prize. In fact, I was kind of not paying attention, and all of a sudden my table's like, you got to go up there.
Right.
I'm like, I want it?
Yeah, right.
I never win anything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But I got to try out Five Sisters Restaurant as a result of that, and that was fantastic. And those are things that, unique opportunities, again, that the chamber allows.
Right. And, yeah, and I get frustrated sometimes because there's some great door prizes, but, you know, as a chamber employee, I'm not eligible. Can't put my card in there. So. But, no, it's awesome, and people have a lot of fun with it. So, another great benefit.
Yeah, and that's going to be part of the multi-chamber social coming up, too. I know
prizes also, there. Yeah, so you're going to have a lot of door prizes with that many chambers there.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's it'll be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So what else is new with the chamber?
So we are... we'll have our All Together Business Women's event in January 30th. This is Carol Carlin is our title sponsor. This is the third year we've done this, and we'll be putting out some more information about this event. But it's a fantastic day of learning from local female business leaders about their journey and how they've been able to become successful. And then we'll have a keynote speaker from out of town that we'll be announcing soon. Actually, Carol will be my guest in 2 weeks here on the Chamber Connection. So we'll be getting more information out and providing more updates. But if you're interested in more information about that, you can contact Marina Turner at our office. And her email is mturner@pensacolachamber.com. But again, more information about sponsorships and tickets will be coming out soon. But it's always a great event. 200 to 300 female business leaders in our community coming together, sharing their stories and experiences, and a full day of fellowship. So it's great.
Wonderful. I know that the chamber also offers HR roundtables. Is that right?
So yes. So I believe October's HR. It's the last Wednesday of every month. And at the chamber at, I think, 7:30 a.m. And this will be the last one of the year. Take November and December off. with the holidays. But yeah, it's a great opportunity for HR professionals to get together. There's typically a featured speaker, you know, who'll be focused on a topic, but also an opportunity to share experiences and what they're seeing in that space and what's going on. So, yeah, you can contact us again at the Chamber. Willa Licata will be able to answer any questions you have about that.
There's always something happening in HR, that's for sure.
Right, right.
Different changes with minimum wage changes and workers' comp and all that.
Yes.
October 23rd, 7:45 to 9 a.m. it looks like at the Chamber office. So PensacolaChamber.com for more details.
There you go. Yeah.
Wonderful. How's Leap doing this year?
Great. So thanks for asking, because we just had our SimSoc weekend. So this is a full weekend where the class goes out to Pensacola Beach, and SimSoc is it's short for Simulated Society. So the entire class goes through an exercise of exactly that, a simulated society where, and I can't give too much away, because there, if you haven't done it, then you've got to kind of experience it to really understand it. But you spend that's the Saturday. You spend that day doing that exercise and how you and your team would react to situations that arise in society and how you deal with people in situations. And it's real important to the class, because it's really where they get to kind of get to know each other better, know how they work together, and you know, they get to bond with each other. So, but they also work on their class project for the year. That's part of the weekend. And just like I said, they get to know each other. You know, 55 members of each class you know, get to spend the weekend together. And it's kind of, it's not the kickoff, but it's kind of like the, like, okay, we're really into this now. Because we start in August, that's when the Leap days begin, and it runs until May. But SimSoc is really that first big event where everybody's, you know, you're together for an entire weekend and really get to know each other.
That's awesome. So for anybody who missed out on signing up for Leap, when is that next application period open?
Right. So that'll be early next year. So be on the lookout. There'll be a nomination period. It's usually around beginning of February. And so, you know, you can nominate, you can self-nominate. You don't have to be nominated by someone, you know, and you don't have to be a chamber member. It does cost more if you're not a chamber member. So we, you know, say, hey, if you're not, go ahead and join. You actually save a little money.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's open to the community. You'll be, have the nomination period and then application period, and then there's a selection committee. They'll make the final selections in the spring, and once this class graduates, then that's when we'll make the announcement for next year's class.
Mm-hmm. And this is a good opportunity for people to really immerse themselves in the community and get to know Pensacola, right?
Yes. So there are 10 days throughout the year. So you have everything from Healthcare Day, Military Day, Education Day, Local Government and Infrastructure Day. There's a trip to Tallahassee during session to see how state government works, and you know, learn from the folks over there. So you really get the behind the scenes look at our community. And I've had people who, you know, have lived in Pensacola and Escambia County their entire life tell me, "Wow, I didn't realize this is how, you know, this worked in our education system." Or, you know, like, "Yeah, I know the base is there, and I've been to the museum, but I really didn't know, you know, how many people actually work on the base and how many different commands there are." So it's a real learning opportunity. It's also a great way, you know, I have people who tell me they were in the program 20, 25 years ago, and they still have, you know, those connections from their class that they can call on at any time for help with an issue or just, you know, hang out or whatever. But it's a great way to really get to know those folks well, and then stay involved. Once you get finished, you know, stay as a Leap alumni, and it's the alumni that run the days. They're complete volunteers, and they put, you know, they are passionate about the program, and they do a phenomenal job putting the days together, organizing everything, and making sure the program stays, you know, as strong as it is. It's been over 40 years now. Over 2,000 people have gone through it. And it's just, you know, if you look at the list of folks who've been in the program, you know, you see a lot of leaders in our community, whether they're in different business fields or, you know, government or military. So it's a great opportunity. And, you know, if you're interested, be on the lookout early next year when we'll be setting out those dates for nominations and then applications.
Mm-hmm. And I know businesses a lot of times will put their employees through it as a means of employee retention, but also leadership development skills.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's a wide range of folks who are in it. So some people think, well, it's only for the leaders of a business, or it's only for, you know, the young people who are up and coming. No, it really is. You know, every year we have people who are in their 20s to people who are maybe in their 60s to 70s. You know, it's a very broad spectrum of our community. I mean, we've had former base commanders in there. We've had, you know, CEOs of businesses. So, and then we have people who are, you know, earlier in their career, but have demonstrated those leadership abilities that their business want to develop, like you said. And so they're in there as well. So, yeah, don't feel afraid. Don't be, you know, if you are, you know, passionate about our community and leadership, it's a great opportunity. So would encourage you to put your nomination in.
Mm-hmm. And I know chambers also do ribbon cuttings for members.
Right. So every new member gets a ribbon cutting, and we've had a lot lately. It seems like now that maybe it's back to school and people are now, you know, focused on their business more after the summer break. We've had a lot. I think we had three last week. We have one tomorrow, and it's fun. I mean, we make it an event, not just show up, cut a ribbon and leave. Mm-hmm. We bring a speaker with music, and we have a little brief program where we do, you know, the photos and the video of the actual ribbon cutting, but then I'll say a few words. We'll have the business owner or manager say a few words, and then we'll have a live interview that we'll conduct right there that'll go on our social media platforms where you get to talk about your services, your location, your hours, how people can get in touch with you, all of that right there. And it'll be on our social media platforms, and you can share it. So, yeah, just a great benefit as a chamber member.
We were talking a little bit about professional development, and I know Pensacola Young Professionals is a key part of the chamber as well. So can you tell us a little bit about that group and what they're up to?
Yeah, so they are a separate organization, but we do partner with them on a number of activities. This summer, we partnered with them on candidate forums for Escambia County Commission and School Board. So we look for opportunities to do that with, you know, organizations like Pensacola Young Professionals or PYP. And we do have, you know, we have an agreement with them where they have one of their members sits on our board. So, you know, we tried to develop that relationship and, you know, kind of look at it as a pipeline to, you know, to get young folks involved with PYP, and then as they grow and develop, get them into the chamber, and, you know, just try to build on that relationship. And, you know, I think that's one of the key things that I've seen over the last few years is folks are trying to work together more and be more collaborative, and that's important to me that we continue to do that.
Absolutely. So if people want to learn more about Pensacola Chamber's events that are coming up, how do they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com. We've got a great calendar there with, and if you're a chamber member, you can post your event on that calendar, but chamber events are highlighted so you can see what's coming on. And again, if you want to get on our email distribution list, contact us. You can email us at news@PensacolaChamber.com and we'll get you on that list.
All right. Thanks for being here, Todd.